You're listening to KBOO Portland, and it's 6 o'clock.
And now let's shake some action here on 2 with a new program for young adults. Nose in, around.
Hi, my name's Baz, and me and my mates thought the TV just wasn't now, right? I expect, like us, you're not into all that stuff your old man's into, right? So, we just thought we'd have a program for us, right? And this is it, nosing around, yeah, N-O-Z, Z for that. It's a program for young adults, made by young adults, and concentrating on all the subjects that young adults are interested in, like unemployment. Maggie!
Hey! Yeah! Really great! And now, I'm going to be looking at what it's like to be a young unemployed adult, because more young adults are becoming unemployed on account of the fact that they can't find work. Basically, the problem is this. If you haven't got a job, then you're out.
Got you back. All right, yeah. So, thanks a lot, Maggie. Worth listening to. After all, it's our world too, kids. Right. But now, it's the part of the program where you, yeah, you, the viewers, get a chance to put your ideas and opinions. New concept, right? Our world too. So, here we go with Street Level.
I'm 16. I'm old enough to marry enough children, but I can't drink in pubs. When will the government wake up and realise that young adults are mature and responsible people?
I'm 16, right? I can join the army, the air force and the navy, but I can't drink in pubs. When will the government, right, realise that young adults have a valid contribution to give to society?
A lot of people say that young adults are violent, right? But how would you feel if you were old enough to have intercourse with a partner of your choice, and yet you could not drink in pubs?
There you go. That's the problem. What do you do of an evening if you're a young adult and can't go drinking in pubs? Now, what I think is that if the kids are united, we will never be divided.
Did you see that? Did you? The voice of youth. They're still wearing flared trousers. Why are you driving a poetry, you hippies?
I was never cool in school. I'm sure you don't remember me.
And now it's been 10 years. I'm still wondering who to be. And I'd love to mix in circles, cliques, and social coteries. That's me.
Hand me my nose ring.
Make me be happy.
Show me the mosh pit.
It's 6 o'clock at KBOO Portland, and it's time for The Underground, the Youth Collective's monthly public affairs show. And this month, the topic is teen issues. And we got this piece to start it off. Zoe's going to take it away.
Jennifer Kemp, David, and Amber Lerner set out one evening to discover what issues teenagers care about. The answers were as varied as people spoke to.
In fact, this is about teen apathy, so we'll probably play you more than everybody else who said something.
What do you think are important issues for today's youth?
Sex and drugs.
Coffee?
Money.
A work ethic.
Success, fame, and glamour.
Like, and the ability to know, like, what you should do in the workplace and, like, actually work.
Goals. Having a stable career.
Yeah, and goals.
Having your wants.
Will you shut up?
Education.
I like drugs. And my meth dealer's here. So, can you hold on for 1 second? I need to.
Shut up, you! Shut up!
What do you guys like to do in your spare time?
Drugs.
Sex.
I love reading books, I really do. And sex. And
cheerleading. I like shopping.
Cheerleading?
Nuh-uh.
Okay, shut up.
What do you think of the current political climate?
I really don't like it.
I think Bush is as fake as press on nails.
Practice abstinence. No bush, no dick.
What do you think are important issues for today's youth?
Don't know.
I have no answer to that question.
What are your hobbies, and what do you like to do in your spare time?
Play video games, play guitar. Man, wish I bawled more. I like playing guitar, pretty much. I'm not that good at it yet, but I'm getting better. I'm his teacher.
What do you think of the current political climate?
Who cares? I really don't give a f***. I mean, when I grew up, okay, which is only in a year, he's grown up too. You know, in that case, I'm kind of angry, but, you know, I'm a kid. We're kids. We'll do whatever you want.
Yeah.
We're
anarchists.
No, I'm not.
I know. I'm not.
I just don't care.
So do you think that politics affect you in any way?
I think they're for old people. I just don't think about it that much. I don't really care.
I think of Billy Graham when I think of politics.
What do you think are important issues for today's youth?
Fashion.
Morality. I just think that the media needs to work on like what they produce out there because it's affecting youths today and how they behave and react to certain situations.
I think fashion is very important to teenagers, like the youth, because like everyone wants to look good.
What are your hobbies?
Swimming, I like swimming, reading, dancing, singing.
I like music, entertainment-wise, movies. I like fashion. I like to shop. I like to read about people, yeah.
What do you think about the current political climate?
I think that Bush needs to get out of there because he's going to kill us if we're not careful, you know what I mean? He's not doing the right thing. We need to get him out of there. We as Americans need to stand up and do something for ourselves, you know?
I don't think he's the right person to rule this country. Yeah.
What issues do you think are important to today's teenager?
I think the issues that are really important for today's teenager are basically what's going on right now. Like, people should check up on, you know, the war that's going on and, you know, certain issues that teenagers have to face, such as suicide, drug addiction, alcoholism, all sorts of things that are going on just in today's media. They should just, like, look and be like, this is reality.
What are your hobbies?
Play music. Listen to music. Basically, overall, anything that has to deal with music is my hobby.
Oh, what do you think about the current political climate?
It sucks.
This has been a piece by Jennifer Kemp, David Eisling, and Amber Loringer for the KBOO Youth Collective.
Up next, we have a piece by some HB Lee kids, whoever they are.
Hi, my name is Jasmine.
My name is Melanie.
My name is Aubrey.
My name is Eric.
My name is AJ.
My name is Ladera.
My name is Cameron.
My name is Nick.
My name is David.
My name is Cody.
And we're part of HB Lee Middle School Sun Program, KBOO Youth Collective, and Injury-Free Coalition for Kids.
We, the kids of HB Lee Middle School Program, are here to tell you about danger to our community.
We're making a story about gangs.
We started at HB Lee and then we hit the streets in the Rockwood neighborhood.
These interviews started on July 17th and ended on July 21st.
We chose to talk about gangs because of a lot of different reasons. First of all, we wanted to learn about what different people thought,
to put it on the radio and to try to help decrease the population of gangs.
In 1999, it was estimated that 47% of gang members were Hispanic, 31% were African American, 13% were white, and 7% were Asian. These percentages seem to remain fairly steady over the years.
On Tuesday, July 18th, we interviewed Tim Osorio from the Oregon Council for Hispanic Advancement Uribre program.
We asked him about the influence gangs have on kids in the community.
What do you think a gang is?
Definition we see of gangs is definitely a group of youth who get together that maybe act the same way or dress the same way, but what difference a gang from a group of kids is they have to be involved in some sort of criminal activity.
Have you ever seen any gang-related activities?
Yes, we do see a lot of gang-related activities in schools, in the community. And it's you can see it by graffiti. Definitely kids hanging on the corners that are definitely affiliating with the gang, intimidating other people coming through. So it is present.
What kinds of weapons and drugs do you think gangs use?
Well, gangs use many types of weapons. Obviously, guns and knives, but sometimes some homemade stuff like kitchen knives, baseball bats, chains. And drugs, they really are involved in all type of drugs, too. Most right now, we're seeing a lot of influence in meth. A lot of gang members are starting to carry or sell meth.
What do you think you can do to stop that?
I believe that as a community, we have to step up and really try to help these youth find other outlets or options. It's not a kind of one-man approach. It can't just be the social agencies or law enforcement taking care of the problem. It's got to be a combination of schools, families, and agencies working together to help these youth remove themselves from this lifestyle.
We went to interview strangers in the Rockwood neighborhood on July 19th of 2006. We went out because we wanted to find out what different people thought about gangs. Also, we wanted to put some of their thoughts on the radio.
I think a gang would be a semi-organized group of people that are involved in activities. As long as we're talking about preventing gang violence, I think it would be preventing activities that are against the law and maybe violent and hurtful to other people.
Would you ever join a gang?
No.
Why?
Well, because I don't think gangs are a part of the community they should be a part of, like a responsible part they should be putting into the community instead of taking away from.
No, I don't think I would join a gang. Because it's kind of like getting into a family, and maybe a family that isn't so good.
I have family, friends, I don't need a gang.
Why do you think people join gangs?
Because they don't have a lot of family at home, or someone that's paying enough attention maybe, and maybe they're not feeling accepted and approved at home. So these people in the gang, they just accept them and say, hey, we'll like you, and we accept you and your ideas.
Gangs sometimes usually consider themselves family, and their friends on the streets, the gang members, are families, and they watch out after each other, so other people do it to try to fit in. I wasn't in a gang when I was in middle school, but I claimed to be in a gang because my friends, that was the thing to do, right? They were in it, and they claimed that they were in a gang, and so I did it to be cool, but then I realized that that's not the way to go because I started realizing how people are getting, killed over a street name or number, street color, like Bloods or Crips, and it's just not worth it dying over a number or something, So they do it for many reasons.
Are you concerned that kids in your community are influenced by gangs?
Yes, because there's been a lot of gang activity up there and a lot of people have been shot.
Yes, I have concern about the kids in my neighborhood.
Can you describe them?
Well, they are kids that don't have anything else to do, and nobody's redirected their lives and made something and proposed something for them to do in their leisure time. So they group just like all of us, except they don't have anything constructive to do.
Yes, I am.
Why?
Because they just get into trouble. We got them on our street.
Thank you for your time.
Not much, because we get involved in our neighborhood where the kids can come out and join in games. The other parents in my neighborhood, as well as I do, make sure the kids around the block are safe, playing baseball, kickball, soccer, and whatever else might interest them.
I think kids everywhere are influenced by gangs.
Why?
Because they somehow think it makes them look cool or fit in.
We interviewed Officer Steve of the Portland Police Department on July 20th of 2006 at H.B. Lee Middle School.
We interviewed him because he knows more about gangs than other people.
Who are the gangs in our neighborhood?
It depends on where you live because each neighborhood is different. Some of the gangs that are associated out here are the Southside 13, we have some small factions of Blood and Crips. What you see as writing on the walls as spray painting and tagging isn't necessarily how many gang members are out here.
When do kids join gangs?
They can join them at any age. At any point in time, when somebody makes the decision to join a gang, it can happen in elementary school, it can happen in middle school, it can happen in high school. We see probably a lot of recruiting going on in middle school where, you know, the people are trying to get new people to join in middle school, but a lot of times they won't actually try to join into the gang until they're in high school.
Do you know where do gangs like meet or hang out?
They change it all of the time, because if they were in one spot, we would always know where to go find them. They don't want to have predictability of where they're going to be at a certain time.
Where should you go if you feel unsafe?
You should always go to somewhere that you know is safe, which would be a school, your house, a friend's house that you know. If you're away from those places, a shopping mall, a store, somewhere where there's a lot of people, where there's somebody that can call for help if you need it. Don't run to just somebody's house that happens to be standing there or that there's houses close by. Don't flag down just a random car that's driving by. You need to pick somewhere that's going to be safe.
Thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
I'm David.
I'm Aubrey.
I'm Cameron.
I'm Jasmine.
I'm Nick.
I'm Ladera.
I'm Cody.
I'm Melanie.
I'm AJ.
I'm Eric.
This youth radio project is a collaboration between HB Lee Middle School Sun Program, KBOO Community Radio, and the Injury Free Coalition for Kids.
Na 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 na, na 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 na, hey 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 hey, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi. Now you're going to hear an interview done by one of the members of the Youth Collective, Josh, interviewing some of the kids who recently took the class at HB Lee where they learned about radio. So here it goes.
Hey, this is Josh from the KBOO Youth Collective, and today I'm interviewing
Melanie
and
Aubrey.
And they just finished kind of a youth camp. Kind of a radio camp for about a week to learn about radio and audio and interviewing and all kinds of stuff like that. So I just heard about the camp recently. Could you tell us a little bit more about it?
Well, the camp this past week was about radio stuff, and we got to, like, record people on the streets, and now it's all V-Stream.
About, like, gangs and what they do and what they drink and stuff like that.
That's cool. Where did it take place?
It took place in right around the Rockwood neighborhood in Gresham.
That's cool. HB Lee Middle School, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Can you tell me a little bit about how did this, you know, project get started, you know? How did you get into it?
Well, Aaron, Phil, and Gwen came to our school and, like, 3 weeks ago and talked about what we would be doing in the radio class. And they asked if we wanted to join, and I said yes,
and so did I.
Cool. How long has the programs at HB Lee Middle School been going on?
4 weeks.
Yeah, it's been going on for 4 weeks. We have one more week.
But the radio station was only 1 week.
Yeah.
What was the most interesting thing you gained from this whole program?
The most interesting thing I gained was learning how to use a recorder.
Cool. And you?
I learned the same thing, and I learned that a little more about gangs than I did before.
Where do you think you're going to go next with your newfound radio and interviewing skills and maybe knowledge you have about audio and, you know, stuff like that? Where do you think it's going to take you?
When I get older, I might be a reporter and use stuff like this.
And you?
I might be the same.
Cool. Well, thanks for coming down to KBOO. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So, up next we have Yife Kids talking about fun stuff to do during summer vacation.
Sitting around on the couch is bad. Real bad.
So summer's halfway done, and by now you might have spent enough time recovering from the daily pressures of the last school year. Maybe you're getting a little bored, a little tired of spending your days watching morning television and playing video games. We are the Youth Innovation for Education, and we don't take summers off. Just kidding. We use the summer months to make a positive impact on the community. We think you should use the summer to do fun stuff in the community. Even if you're not volunteering, there are plenty of free opportunities for youth in Portland. There will be a free capoeira class, a Brazilian martial art dance tomorrow, Thursday, July 27th at 7 p.m. at 1007 East Burnside. There will also be a second class the following Sunday, July 30th at 7:30 p.m. at the same location.
The Portland Jugglers Juggling Club meets every Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. at Reed College in Gym Number 1. All levels are welcome.
The Bike Gallery has free rides and events at various times during the summer. More information can be found at the website, www.bikegallery.com.
The Bicycle Transportation Alliance also sponsors free rides and events. Their schedule can be found on their website, www.bta4bikes.org.
Portland Online, the City of Portland's official website, has guides to all the best hikes and trails in Portland. Check out their website, www.portlandonline.com, for more information.
Portland Ultimate offers a variety of pickup Ultimate Frisbee games throughout the week. For more information, just go to the website portlandultimate.org and look for the pickup icon.
Summer fun doesn't have to involve exercise. We found some cultural activities as well. There will be an exhibition called Birdsong from August 29th to October 8th at the Cooley Art Gallery in Reed College. The artist will be in residence in Portland to discuss her work, give a special public performance, and screen a selection of her films. Details for these special events will be released soon. For more information, call 503-777-7790.
The Old Church at Southwest 11th and Clay has sack lunch concerts every Wednesday at noon.
Julianne Johnson and Michael Allen Harrison will have a free performance at Cathedral Park in St. John's on Saturday, July 29th at 6 p.m.
Kevin Allen, a trombone soloist, will be performing for free at Peninsula Park on Wednesday, August 6th at 6 p.m.
The Misfits String Ensemble will perform for free at McCoy Park on Saturday, August 5th at 6 p.m.
Julianne Johnson will perform for free at Washington Park on Sunday, August 6th at 6 p.m.
Esther Shim, a violin soloist, will perform for free at Grant Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6 p.m.
Three-leg torso and Shehar Big Band Symphony will perform for free at Washington Park on Sunday, August 13th at 6 p.m.
There will be a first Thursday event in the Pearl District called Artists for the Community on August 3rd from 4 to 9 p.m. on Northwest 10th and Gleason. It will feature Jeff Oswald, Jacob Recoderin, Mo Jones, Willow Darcy, Faye Chen, and possibly us, Youth Innovation for Education.
There's a production of Alice in Wonderland at Mount Tabor Park Amphitheater at 6:30 p.m. The show runs Thursday to Sunday, with the last show on the 30th of July.
Flicks on the Bricks. Every Friday at 9 in Pioneer Courthouse Square, there are free movie showings for all ages.
There is currently a free family film festival at various Regal Cinemas locations. For more information and to reserve your tickets, go to www.uatc.com/freefamilyflicks/indexz.jsp. Movies start at 10 a.m. each Tuesday and Wednesday and are first come, first served.
Noon Tunes in Pioneer Courthouse Square happen every Tuesday and Thursday from now until the 30th of August from 12 to 1 p.m.
Portland Parks and Recreation has information about other summer concerts on their website, www.portlandonline.com/park. You can go to the Hands On Portland website, www.handsonportland.org, for information about summer volunteering opportunities. You can also visit the Portland, Oregon Visitors Association website at www.pova.org for information about all of these and many other fun, free events.
These are just a few of the things we found. There are tons of things for young people in Portland to do during the summer. Now it's up to you to go out and do them. Be creative. Have a picnic with your friends at the Rose Gardens in Washington Park, or visit Mill End, the world's smallest park. Play a game of soccer, walk the Esplanade, or tour all of Portland and visit the fountains. Whatever you do, do it soon, because the summer is almost gone and school will be here before you know it.
You just heard from David, Ashley, and Julia from Youth Innovation for Education. Up next, some youth give the rest a bad name. Sen and Ben unintentionally stumble upon a few bad eggs.
As you know, every month here on the Underground, we each have a different topic that we have to create a piece around. And me and Ben, too, decided to team up for what would be my first piece with the help of a true master. And he had the idea of going around downtown with a microphone and asking random young people's opinions on anything. When me and Ben, too, headed out on our assignment to find out kids' opinions, we unwittingly stumbled on a greater teen issue, something far more frightening and close to home than one might realize. I don't know how many of you are familiar with the term mallcore. When Ben dropped it, I didn't know what it meant either. I had simply heard some of my hardcore friends using it in a rather derisive manner. But a quick look to Urban Dictionary quickly illuminated me, and I found out that mallcore are kids who wear goth clothing and hang out in malls a lot and shop at Hot Topic frequently. Our adventure began at Pioneer Square, where we quickly found people meeting our criteria of youth and proceeded at once to interview them. So do you have any opinions about anything?
Smoke weed!
What's the source of that opinion?
Getting high.
That's cool, dude. Do you have any opinions on anything?
Get drunk!
Get drunk. And what's formed that opinion? Like, why, as opposed to not getting drunk, like, why have you decided that your opinion is getting drunk?
Because it's fun! Yeah. Like, when you're having a bad day, you feel happy. It's like, I don't know, you feel better. And you get as horny as I don't want to know that.
It only got worse from there. And frankly, we'd like to give a disclaimer at this point saying that these people's opinions do not represent the opinions of KBOO or any of its affiliates or members, and should be frowned upon and discouraged at all times.
Yeah. America fucking rocks.
It does? Now that's a very interesting opinion. That's a lot different than what most American youth think. Do you agree?
Well, I don't know. I got some white skin and I'm in a white land with a white hand, and so I'm proud.
Sounds like you're pretty well off, dude.
I'm all right, you know.
Oh, I got one for you. Oh, yeah? What do you have to say?
Beaners, donkey.
What are...
I so take that.
Beaners?
No, I explained it to you. Mean Mexicans.
Mean Mexicans?
Yeah.
What do you call nice Mexicans? I mean, do you have like an adorable little slang word for them?
Beaners.
Well, this is undoubtedly an extreme case of mallcoreism, almost to the point of insanity. And sadly, these kids are defaming the youth name, perhaps irreparably. Well, it was great finding out youth's opinions, guys. So, I'm going to see you probably never again. All right, peace out. Fortunately, we aren't the only people to notice this growing problem, and some later kids we found spoke of the same thing. Who are you?
I'm Will.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so the real reason I'm talking to you is because we're from KBU, as the mic indicates, and we wanted to know if you youths have opinions about anything.
Like what?
Anything.
Oh, I totally have an opinion on something.
Okay, what do you have an opinion on?
Hi, I'm Kiki, and my opinion is basically that square kids really need lives, or a job, or a house.
Define square.
Like the Pioneer Square kids, all the kids that...
Square.
We just talked to some, and like their opinions were like, beaners suck. And like, get drunk, were like, that's what their opinions were.
Wow, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, it's been great talking to you guys today, and it's just nice knowing opinions and shit. Mall Core's brand of willfully ignorant and irritating behavior, along with self-medication with drug use and what can only be described as awful taste in music, attracts new followers every day, thinking they are jumping in on some sort of secret scene that'll really piss off their parents. The important thing for people to realize is that while these kids do get a lot of exposure due to their attention-attracting behavior, they are not representative of youth in general. And you should just clown on these kids if you ever see them.
All right, that was a piece by Sen and Ben with the Cable Youth Collective. And up next, you're going to hear an interview done by me. I'm going to talk to a friend of mine who has recently gotten interested in playing a game on her computer, and we're going to discuss a little just about her involvement with that game and some good aspects and bad aspects of it. So if you could please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name's Becky Wheelock. I am 22 years old, and I live in Vancouver, Washington.
Okay, and you recently got involved in playing World of Warcraft, which is a computer game. And about how long have you been doing that?
Almost 2 months now.
Wow. So, could you give us sort of a description before we go on of what the game is like?
Well, World of Warcraft is a massive multiplayer online role-playing game, which is based on an experience system where you kill things to gain experience, and the more experience that you have, the higher the level you are, and the more powerful you are, the better you can kill things. There's 60 levels in the game. You try and get to level 60 so that you can start raiding and getting better armor and things like that. It's a very social game.
Awesome. So, what got you interested in starting to play this? Like, was it friends or...
I have a friend who's been playing it for almost a year now, and he asked me to start playing it because he was getting bored with his friends, so I started playing so I could spend more time with my friends.
And how do you start playing this game? Is it like an online game you have to download, or do you go somewhere and buy it?
You go and buy the game at a store, and you have to purchase monthly subscriptions for it. You buy the game, you install it, and then it'll ask you to register online. You have to enter a credit card information. They automatically take the money out every month. It's about $15 a month.
So it gets to be a pretty spendy habit.
It can be, yes.
So do you feel like the game ends up being addictive?
The game itself is not addictive. It's the social aspect of the game that is addictive, because you have a lot of friends on there, and you miss them when you're not playing it, so you feel like you constantly need to be playing.
So would you say that you yourself, even though you've only been playing a couple months, are addicted to the game?
Oh, yes. I got addicted to the game when I was only playing it for a few hours.
Wow. So do you feel like the game, I mean, obviously it's incredibly addictive if you got addicted to it after the first or second time playing, but do you feel like it's a better or worse game than other online games or games you can buy for people to play?
Well, I've only played World of Warcraft, and I've never tried any of the other games because World of Warcraft takes up so much of my time playing it. But I don't know. I like it. It's my favorite, so.
Awesome. So do you feel like, since it is such an addictive game, do you feel like it's a good game for anyone to be playing, or do you feel like it's really a more adult-type computer game?
Well, I think it has more to do with maturity than actual age, because I've known a lot of kids that were pretty young. I have quite a few friends that are 14 or younger playing the game, and they're very mature. But then there's also adults that play the game that act like children, and they make the game not so fun. So I think if you're young, your parents should figure out whether or not you're mature enough to play it, because it definitely does take maturity when you have thousands of people that you're playing with.
So you're playing with other people during this game. Is there a dependence on other people, or is it the type of game where it's optional to associate with other people in the game, but you can do it by yourself? Or
you can get to level 60 by yourself. It'll take a very, very long time, but you cannot get your epic gear, which is what most people try and do once they reach 60, without being in groups, because you must raid, and to do a raid, you must group with 40 people.
Wow. Okay. So, when you're talking about how this is a social game, obviously you have to talk to other people. How do you find these other people? Are they just out there in the game and you walk up to them, or do you have to know people playing?
When you're playing the game, there's people walking around, and they have a little tag above their head that says their name and what guild they're in. And if they're not in a guild, it doesn't say anything. It just says their name. And you can talk to them. You can click on the person and right-click on them and say whisper and talk to them that way. You can invite them to a group. You can duel them. You can emote to them, which is kind of funny. But emoting is where you type / and then an action such as hug, and it'll say that you gave that person a hug. But you can search for people in the game, or you can just look around, walk. People can just whisper you. You don't have to be near someone to whisper them if you know what their name is.
So do you find that most of the people that you meet through the game are friendly and like to be talkative and help you out in the game, or are most of them like, I'm doing my own thing, I don't know you?
For the most part, people are really friendly. They can get a little too friendly, and that's one of the reasons you shouldn't be too young if you're playing the game, because you might have somebody that's a little bit creepy trying to follow you around the game.
Mm. Awesome. So, when you're talking about, like, meeting these people, and it says all these things about them, and you're talking about, like, guilds and level 60, what is that? Like, I don't play computer games, so I don't know if that's typical language, but...
Well, when you're leveling in a game, like I said earlier, the experience makes you go from, you start at level 1 and you just keep on going up, and the more experience you have, the better off you are. Guilds are where you join this group of people that like to play together, and generally they start guilds so that you can go and get your epic gear. We get a lot of people that'll join groups and do instances where you go into this dungeon-type thing that only you and the people in your group are in, so that you can kill monsters in there, and then you're not bothered by other people coming up and ninja-ing your stuff, because when you kill something, it drops things, and people will come and take it before you can get it, which is really, really not good.
So do you have to be in a guild, or are there other ways to still be in groups of people and get the game done?
You can get to 60 without being in a guild, but if you want epic gear, you're going to want to be in a guild, because when you're in a group with someone, it's like in real life. Their actions really affect how you're going to be playing the game. And when you're in a guild, you have people that you trust, your family, and they'll help you. But if you just go with random people, you can't trust them that they're going to not mess you up or take your stuff. Yeah.
So are you in a guild on this game, or...?
Yes, I am. I'm in Fantasy Nights on Korgrath, which is a great server if anyone wants to start playing. My character's name is Bex. If anyone plays on Korgrath, you can say hi to me.
Awesome.
I'd love to join groups.
Okay, well, we just have a little bit of time left, but is there anything you'd like to add?
No, I can't think of anything, really.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Becky, for being on The Underground, and let me talk to you about this. And next up, we're going to be listening to a piece done by some people who did the Lyricist Lounge. And when someone says it's high school poetry, you may run screaming, but the Lyricist Lounge is dedicated to changing that idea. So here it goes.
Hi, my name is Jasmine.
My name is Melanie.
My name is Aubrey.
My name is Eric.
My name is AJ.
My name is Ladera.
My name is Cameron.
My name is Nick.
My name is David.
My name is Cody.
And we're part of H.B. Lee Middle School Sun Program, KABU Youth Collective, and Injury Free Coalition for Kids.
We the the kids of H.B. Lee Middle School program are here to tell you about danger to our community.
We're making a story about gangs. We started at H.B. Lee and then we hit the streets in the Rockwood neighborhood.
These interviews started on July 17th and ended on July 21st.
We chose to talk about gangs because of a lot of different reasons. First of all, we wanted to learn about what different people thought,
to put it on the radio and to try to help decrease the population of gangs.
35% of suburban counties reported gang activity in 2001.
11% of rural counties reported gang activity in 2001.
3,000 jurisdictions across the U.S. are estimated to have had gang-related activity in 2001.
In 1996, 53% of the respondents to the National Youth Gang Survey reported active gangs in their jurisdictions, but by 2000, the percent reporting active gangs dropped to 40%.
It is estimated that more than 24,500 gangs were active in the U.S. in 2000.
All right, sorry about that. We had a little bit of a mess up. So we're going to switch over and listen to a piece actually done by someone who's not a member of the Youth Collective, but is a youth from California who is with Youth Radio in Berkeley, and they did a piece on the rising homicides of teens in the Oakland area in 2002. So here you go.
I'm here today to tell a story, a twisted story of ghetto glory. Now, I know you heard of Romeo and Juliet, but I bet you ain't heard of Rome and Net-Net. See, this story's a bit different, a bit more explicit. So sad, almost all bad, they young, beautiful, and don't even know. Society tell him to be a thug, they tell her to be a... They victims of the system placed on us years ago.
Where are we at right now, Bianca?
78th Avenue.
And can you describe what you see out here? Like
liquor stores, nail shops. I don't know. This is like a whole bunch of people socializing.
This is your neighborhood?
Yeah. I try not to go outside at night. I mean, because you never know. You might get killed.
Let me tell you how Rome and Net-Net first met. She was standing at the bus stop, sucking on a lollipop. Short skirt, short top. Girl, you need to stop. You wearing summer clothes and it ain't even hot. Net-Net ain't the only one to blame her. Number of things make her do what she do. Her mama wasn't ever really there. Her dad died when she was 2. Yet still up she grew. And out she grew. Maybe a little too fast because the drunk man on the corner said, damn girl, look at your ass. And she laughed, not knowing she being disrespected. She look up and see Rome coming from the other direction.
When I get off the bus, all I see, the first thing I see is a prostitute on the corner who's pregnant. It was like probably 20-something years old. And that's just depressing. I mean, it's like, dang. She has so much. She could do so much more of her life. I mean, if the homicide rate keeps climbing, you just can't you can't just live. I mean, because it's affecting everybody. I mean, you never know if that bullet is going to come and hit one of your children.
Right now, we're at a point where I don't like my child to be out at night without knowing exactly where she is or picking her up directly from BART or from the place where she was, because stray bullets are everywhere. You know, I had a visitor at my home and stray bullets hit the car, and, you know, it could have easily been a person. So it's not a very fair situation.
Now here come Rome fronting on his cellular phone because his credit got denied when he tried to get it turned on. Looking dumb, with weed in his socks and cracking his gums, he walked down the street throwing up where he from. He see Net-Net pretend to hang his phone up. He touched his pager like he being blown up. He said, damn, baby girl, what's your name? What's your stitch? Why you got that skirt on? It's only like 40 degrees. She said, please, but she was getting sick, so she sneezed. Ha, choo, he said, bless you. She said, nah, forget you. You don't know me well enough to be talking about my clothes and all that kind of stuff. My bad, baby girl. I'm just looking out for your health. By the way, let me introduce myself. My name is Rome. Can we chop it up, talk on the phone? No. Why? Why? Because you fine, and I know you tired, because all day you've been walking through my mind. No, he didn't use that tired line, but she tripping, so you know what she say.
Okay, that's so sweet. You the man I always wanted to meet.
My girlfriend and I have only been together for about 2 or 3 weeks. We come from such the same background in Oakland. Her mom lives on 94th, and I live on, my mom lives on 23rd. It was interesting because at the time when we were younger, since I was like more of a square kind of a person, you know, we could have been friends, but I also could have been someone that she thought was square. Like, I used to carry a briefcase to school, and I wanted to be a scientist, and then I wanted to be a stockbroker. I wasn't trying to be a thug at all. When you were younger, did you used to go outside and play?
Yeah, I used to live in the East on the 23rd, East 23rd, and it was just like, I played all the time, but I wasn't really aware of things that were happening.
Nat get pregnant. 9 months later, the saddest day of the year, she holding this beautiful baby girl, but her face drops tears as she sings her daughter a sad lullaby song. 'Cause Rome died in a drug deal going terribly wrong. You see, Rome died. Never got to see his newborn baby girl's eyes. Now he's not there to wipe the tears from Net-Net's eyes. Net-Net puts down the baby cries. Net-Net goes in the kitchen and gets a kitchen knife. Net-Net says her wrist not once, Net-Net says her wrist twice. Suicide.
The only time you talk to your neighbors really is like if you see them outside and you say hello and good night or whatever. You never like talk about real issues, things that are really important. It's not always, you can't always like wait around and think that everybody else is going to do it. You need to take some action for yourself. And I think we kind of lost that, like our generation.
At 10 years old, the daughter says, both my parents died. At 13, she curses the parents she never really knew. Forget my mama and my daddy, forget him too. And at 16, she's standing at the bus stop, sucking on a lollipop. Short skirt, short top, 'cause y'all, we need to stop. We be wearing summer clothes like it ain't even hot, leaving our problems to be solved by somebody else. Then we wonder why history always repeats itself, repeats itself. Why history always repeats itself. Roman Net-Net's in 62, 72, 82, 92, and now in 2002. 'Cause through all the madness, we laugh at the little ghetto kids on the bus stop.
All right, that was a piece by some people in California in 2002. Izzy Life was the poet and main voice in the piece. Also, girl Bianca and her mother. And next up, we're going to hear a piece which is a live interview done by Rhythm, who's one of the members of the KBU Youth Collective, and he's going to be interviewing some girls who are out of, or who are from out of town, who are here in Portland right now for the Rock and Roll Camp for Girls. So here you go.
Just for those of you that are listening, the three girls that I am interviewing are Dakota, who's from Idaho, with a population of 485 people. Iris, who is from Washington State, Orcas Island, and Fabi, who is from Texas, and I heard is a really good guitar player. These three girls came here from Portland, or to Portland, Oregon, just so they could come to Rock and Roll Camp for Girls. So, my first question is, what do you think teen stereotyping is?
Well, I think that, at least that's the way I've seen it around, is kind of like, you know, things that people expect someone to do or be just because of, like, their race or where they come from or what they look like or how they dress, you know, or the color of their hair or, you know, the number of piercings they have or whatever, you know. I think something like that is my answer, at least.
Okay.
That sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So my second question is, what do you think are some of the most common teen stereotypes?
Probably, like, jock, nerd, popular, and
preppy, and, like, weird little things like that, which you kind of already said. Well, like, I don't know, I guess it's kind of a tough question for me, I don't know, because I come from a really diverse school, but I know that in other schools there's really, like, you know, there's, like, groups and stuff, which is kind of ridiculous. So, I don't know. I don't personally like it. I try to back away from that. So, go ahead.
All right. So, you guys kind of answered the third question, which was, how do you react to those stereotypes? So for the fourth question, do you think that there are any good teen stereotypes? If so, what are they?
You know, like, I can't really think of any, just because I haven't seen any around, any, like, good ones that make, you know, the stuff around us good. I personally think that stereotypes is a negative thing. So, I don't know of any. Do you guys?
No, my school isn't very full of stereotyping.
Mine is, even though it's really tiny, but most stereotypes are about how stupid somebody is or how mean they are or something, and it's not like, oh, wow, that person dresses like that, so they must be really nice. It's not really like that.
Yeah. Kind of like people who wear all black aren't goths. Not always all goths, anyway. Mm-hmm.
Well, all right, so we have to wrap up. We don't have much time left, like 15 seconds, so anything else you guys want to say?
No, well, thanks for having us here, yeah. Anyway.
Yes, so it was cool. It was a cool experience. Thanks.
Very enjoyable. Yeah.
Very, very enjoyable.
Yep. All right. All right. Thank you guys for being on the show. Also, thanks to our previous interviewees and also to The Young Ones, which is a radio show, for our intro for today's show. And now the much-awaited lyricist piece will now be heard. Thanks.
I'm Zaida Sherman. I'm a college senior. I go to Ithaca College, and I coordinated the Lyricist Lounge.
My name is Junior, and I just moved here to Portland.
My name is Ashley Paschel.
My name is Dylan Mojian. I write hip-hop lyrics.
I'm Alicia Jackson. I'm a local poet.
I got an internship through my college to do any kind of meaningful project. So it was very open-ended. And I knew I wanted to come stay with my mother in Portland for the summer and do work for the community. I got the idea of doing a poetry youth series for local youth, and I wanted it to be reflective of their cultures, so I wanted them to learn about African American as well as Hispanic poetry. The Lyricist Lounge took place mostly every Monday, Wednesday, Friday of July. One important component of the program for me was to have real local examples of teachers and poets, writers, all of that. So there were three guest teachers coming from Portland State University and Portland Community College, respectively.
I joined the class because I wanted to learn a little bit more about poetry and learn more how to write it.
I joined the class because it included poetry, and then it said African American and Hispanic, and I'm all for that.
I joined because I wanted to learn more about poetry, about writing it, and I wanted to see what some other writers that I'd never heard of were doing.
Well, I joined because I wanted to learn a little more about my black origins and a little more about poetry, and I've been writing lyrics for a while now, so it's always good to improve your skills.
My favorite thing was when we had to go downstairs and we had to look in the poetry section of the library and find the book, and then we had to find a poem that some way connected to us. And then we had to take parts of that poem and twist it and create it to our own. This was originally a poem made by Nikki Giovanni, and it's called We, but then I took it and I did like a remix. We stood there waiting on the corners, at the bus stops, at nearby drugstores, waiting for what we thought to be the only way, wishing out but too afraid to say it. For we know once you're in, that's final. The only way out, no one will ever find you. We saw the sneaky trades, dead bodies before they made it to their graves, white girls being used, abused, cooked, then sold. We stood there witnessing to the sounds of police sirens, fire engines, babies crying, and the roaches breeding, garbage cans falling and the stairway creaking. Living this life means there's no time for sleeping. We worked whenever it was time, whenever a fiend wanted a dime. We worked on the corners, on the bus stops, at nearby drugstores, hoping we wouldn't be the one getting shot or the next one getting pulled over by the cops. We live the ghetto street life, the hood revolution. Uncle Sam wouldn't want us to fight. We live the only way we know how, the risky, cutthroat, risk gangster life. We live the life that may cause us our last night.
I liked working with the partners in the poetry with the Kool-Aid and fried chicken starting. And I also liked hearing the other poets and meeting new people. I live a life filled with Kool-Aid and fried chicken. My friend knows a place that serves and caters fried chicken, pizza, and ribs. I like the red Kool-Aid with a whole lot of sugar. My mom would mix Kool-Aid and paint, and she has a new color. Making Kool-Aid is its own art form, and everyone has their own secret recipe. I also like fried chicken, in particular Popeyes. Popeyes has biscuits with butter made of sunshine. I can never get enough. The mashed potatoes are clouds with gravy so sweet tasting you'll think you're in heaven. Except sometimes the little kernels of meat get into arguments with my taste buds. When you start to eat Popeyes, you can't stop. It's like an addiction. The chicken, the biscuits, the mashed potatoes, and even their fries that are sprinkled on by the gods scream, "Eat me, eat me." And my hands can't get the food to my mouth fast enough. I have been ordered, mandated by divine powers to devour. If a Popeyes biscuit got into a fight with the mashed potatoes would have handed over the butter to the biscuit and be on his way. Kool-Aid would stand on the sidelines watching the soda get drank and crying along with the mashed potatoes. Done by Junior and Zaida.
23's rolling, yo, we getting dumb. Sipping that cherry Kool-Aid mixed with apple crumb. I'm from Portland, Oregon, where the hustle's tight. You thought the state was full of whites, get your head right. I'm a OG, and it's killer season. You don't want me to draw my heat, give me one reason. When I blast on Ziggins, I call the gangsta static. Glock 45, semi-automatic, my words are nice. And that's no doubt, giving MC strokes, and that's what I'm about. They call me the Sandman, I put them 6 feet deep. I sprinkle that magic sand, I put them straight to sleep.
I liked listening to a poet that I'd never heard of, and she recited a poem about a woman who didn't think she was as beautiful as she was. And it was really moving because, I mean, you could feel her pain in this poem, and it was really good.
I enjoyed all of the guest teachers. One of them, the most recent one, actually brought in a track of a chain gang doing that song, and it was amazing and phenomenal. Most of all, I think I just enjoyed learning from the other poets and learning from the other students, sharing a lot of personal information, and I was just blown away by their talent and ability. We got into some issues that went beyond poetry, I think, especially our final class. We got into cultural issues and what's appropriate, what's not appropriate, and I think that was phenomenal. I couldn't have asked for anything better.
Yeah, I think the last one was the best one we had because we had a pretty good long conversation about uses of certain racial slurs. It's pretty interesting.
We did more than poetry. We learned about the Harlem Renaissance and the different styles of poetry and the different ways to write it, and when we talked about personal issues.
The response and feedback that I've received from the community has been overwhelmingly supportive. I think there's a lot of support and there's a lot of opportunity for this to happen again. They can definitely contact me, Zaida Sherman, Z-S-H-E-R-M-A-1 at yahoo.com. If anyone is interested in hearing any of these talented, amazing poets, come down to the Talking Drum / Reflections bookstore. It's 446 Northeast Killingsworth. They're going to be performing an open mic Friday, August 4th at 7 p.m.
All right. Thank you for listening to The Underground on KBOO 90.7 FM.
There will be a live remote from Andaz at the Fez Ballroom, Saturday, July 29th.
With Anjali and the Incredible Kid on KBOO 90.7 FM. We'll be celebrating 4 years of throwing Desi parties in Portland, presenting the best UK Bhangra, Asian hip-hop, R&B, and Bollywood.
If you're 21 or over, you can come and join the party at 316 Southwest 11th Avenue. or listen to KBOO 90.7 FM or online at kboo.fm.
That's Saturday, July 29th from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m.